We've got Sandra Higgins on the line, and Sandra's a very interesting person straight away when I describe her in this way. She founded Go Vegan World. I mean, it's a huge thing, especially to me recently. Maybe a month ago, I went vegan. I was a vegetarian for 6 years, and you might be thinking, here we go. Here starts the preaching. Jerry's going to go for it. But what I'm going to do is play devil's advocate on this one and ask the questions that, well, I'm wondering, because, you know, a month long vegan, that's nothing really, though, is it? Sandra, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Sandra, and I am so intrigued personally, obviously, about this subject. And as I say, when I'm going to be devil's advocate, I'm going to ask you questions, and hopefully this one isn't too tough. What do you say when people give you the cliche things like, does it cost more to be a vegan? What do you say then?
I always refer people to factual information, and there's reams of that on the internet, and there's lots of it on my website, goveganworld.com. No, it certainly doesn't have to be expensive. In fact, in general, it's probably cheaper than animal foods.
Yeah, okay. What about if I say it's too much effort? What about that one?
We have to really mentally swap places with the animals we use. And if anybody was faced with one of those animals trembling in terror at the thought of losing their life, there's no way that we would say to them, you know, it's inconvenient for me, so I'm going to have to hang you up and cut your head off, basically. None of us would be able to do that.
Do you know what, Sandra? It's difficult to talk about, isn't it? But those are the facts. That is actually what's happening.
That's the fact. And that's why I'm running the campaign, is to bring these facts in front of people. It's people's right to know.
Yeah.
If this is hidden from us by industries that are exploiting us as well as the animals.
Okay, tell us about Go Vegan World. Where did you come up with it? When did it start? And basically, why are you a vegan?
It started over a year and a half ago. I set up a farmed animal sanctuary in Ireland in 2008, quite by accident, actually. And the animals here really have taught me everything I know. So they've really opened my eyes to what I was doing when I wasn't vegan, the harm that I was doing by violating their rights to live free of suffering and to have their lives like I have. So a year and a half ago, I started Go Vegan World. It's just one of the many activities that I do as part of the Animal Rights and Vegan Education Centre that I run. So I started it in Ireland, a public advertising campaign, and it moved to the UK last June. And the ads focus on, in many ways, the animals themselves have gone out onto the street in this campaign, because many of the animals in the campaign are residents here at Eden. So they're not anonymous. They're individuals, and if you look closely at the ad, you can even see their names written on them. They have personalities, individuality, and histories, and they're on the streets to remind the world that somebody suffers and dies for items that we usually don't even think about: a piece of cheese, a leather jacket, a woolen jumper, makeup that was tested on someone. And this is, they're all unnecessary. There's such a range of wonderful products in the shops now. They're cheap, they're very high quality, they're more and more convenient. So there's no need for us to do this.
Now, Sandra, obviously, with me recently becoming a vegan, people might be thinking, oh, listen, to two vegans talk to each other on the radio and they don't like it. You know, we've got to face that, don't we? People sometimes don't want to hear it, don't want to see it. What was the reaction like? And the reason I've got you on the programme today is it happened in London. I spotted those signs everywhere, on buses, yeah. On billboards. What was the reaction like when you started putting them up?
It's a lot of defensive reaction from the industries who have actually tried to get the ads taken down.
Okay.
But I have to say that from the general public, it's been surprisingly positive. The words that ring in my ears when I speak to people, when they write to me through the website or when I do the activism on the street, the words that ring in my ears is, I never knew this. I never knew that calves were taken from their mothers so that we could drink their milk. I didn't know that animals used in the dairy industry died. I didn't know that chickens used for eggs die. I didn't know their brothers were killed when they're one day old. People know that it is their right to be informed. And once they're informed, then they can do with the information what they want themselves. But it's their right to be informed. And they're also very surprised to learn about the very wide range of intersectional harms caused by not being vegan, the amount of climate change and environmental destruction that's attributable to animal agriculture, the fact that animal testing is not as beneficial to humans as we thought it was, the exploitation of human workers in animal agriculture. But more than anything, they're horrified to learn that the day-to-day choices that they make were having such an impact on other animals, and that there was an alternative that's not only easy and cheap, but it's good for us, good for our health, good for the environment. It's really, veganism is a win-win situation, and people are open to that. You see, people also care about their family members and their children. So as well as learning about veganism themselves, they're saying, God, hold on a minute. I didn't realise that what I was feeding my child was harming my child. I didn't realise that the way I was rearing my child was going to result in a compromised planet that my child has to live on.
Okay, hey, Sandra, look, we're actually running out of time on the programme. I'm so intrigued personally. If someone is listening and you have opened their eyes to something they didn't realise, the website's goveganworld.com. I believe there's a free vegan guide there, is that right?
Yeah, free vegan guide. That you can download it, or if you really want, you can have a hard copy of it. And that'll just give you all the facts you need to learn, to be motivated, and then to go to the practical stages. A lot of people are starting at the practical stage of what I eat. Don't start there. Start by motivating yourself by learning the facts.
Okay.
It's your right to know.
Yeah, thanks very much, Sandra, for your time this morning. I'm intrigued. Goveganworld.com for the website. If you're sitting there right now and you want to go and check it on your phone, or if you're sitting at work, go and throw it on your computer. Why not? Sandra, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sandra.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.